is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Who got their sports map article in at 6:59, Dell, before the deadline? Me, this guy, that's who. You're damn right. When did you get yours in yesterday?
I don't know. It was
about
one of my
three
most,
or 4 o'clock.
It was one of my most read, though.
It was?
Because I called him Bizarro Manziel.
Oh, yeah.
Just put a Manziel
oh,
in
my
there.
God.
People got all excited.
You put Manziel. And
well,
Bregman? Yeah. Bregman and Manziel in the same article?
So one section was about things that Alex Bregman probably does. Like, Alex Bregman right now, it is his world.
Mm-hmm.
It's no one else's world right now, but Alex Bregman's for right now. And I just mentioned things like, you know, when you go to his house, he'll always cook you the prime. You know, prime's the best cut of beef.
Mm-hmm.
Prime New York strips, never burned, always medium rare, always perfect. He's the guy that would jump on the grenade as a wingman for you because he's just, you know, he's that guy. He's the guy that when you could go over to his house and spend a night, he always came through as a kid because he had the best video games probably on PlayStation. Because sometimes, like, you might not have done this, but there was a kid that I used to... I didn't go spend the night. I didn't really like him, but he did have Intellivision where I had Atari. So Intellivision had the sweetest games. So I would go to his house to play, supposedly.
Yeah,
and I was just going to play his video games, and I just want to get the hell out of there after that. Dale, you probably had somebody like that when you were either banging on the West Coast or East Coast. Since you like to claim them both, that you're West and East, you won't just claim a coast other than the Hurricanes. And then I'm surprised you haven't just said you're a Warriors guy because you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just jump on.
Where did you grow up, West Coast or East Coast?
I grew up on the West Coast.
Okay, see? Okay. You would have thought Miami, wouldn't you, John?
Well, I was born in Florida and spent summers there.
Then you're a West Coast guy. Why are you always claiming Florida?
Yeah.
Because I root for the schools. I root for Miami because my dad rooted for Miami.
I'm sure in the 60s
so you, really,
you were a UCLA fan.
Wasn't
in
born
the 60s.
I'm sure. So,
I'm sure in the 50s you were repping the Celtics.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yep, because you were an East Coast guy.
And if you were a Celtic fan, they wouldn't let you out. Because once you were with one team, you had to stay with one team for life.
My fandom is pretty basic. My father rooted for a team. That's the team I was indoctrinated into, and that's why I root for them.
But see, you're old school like that. Kids now, when I say kids, like a lot of fans now... That's not how it's ever going to... Like, John's son is now a Juventus fan.
Yeah.
He's now a Juventus fan.
He's a player fan.
Well, that's how most millennials are.
Yeah.
They are not fans. They don't lock in on the misery of one team. They follow
well,
the...
Well, see, but here's the problem with that is that back in the day, guys didn't move nearly as much. So, if let's say, for me, if Walter Payton had moved, I would be wherever Walter Payton was.
You would
was.
Have liked them. You would have been a Bears fan.
Yes,
you don't
probably.
Get to switch cities.
Yeah, right. But see, this is a different deal because it's not like Cristiano Ronaldo played in Houston. So, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
he played wherever he plays, he likes. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's, you know, he grew up in Madrid. He would still be a Madrid fan if he grew up in Madrid.
No, but who's your son's favorite football player?
Brady.
Yeah, it's not a Houston guy.
Yeah. Well, no, he does. He li- his,
is
the
he
favorite
a Patriot
team,
fan?
His favorite team is Houston, but his favorite player is Brady.
Well, I mean, my favorite player growing up was John Jefferson, a wide receiver who had been
right,
with the Chargers,
right.
been with Packers. But, I mean, Oilers were my team. So, I mean, I guess I can see some of that. But, like, following – How about when we read on the bottom, Cristiano Ronaldo goes to Juventus. To me, this is an easy decision. They're the best team there, so I go to them basically because I'm a sellout, and I just go to the easiest team. I mean, that's what it is for Cristiano Ronaldo. He goes to like Real Madrid, a billion players. Let him go somewhere like, oh, yeah, guys, I just went to...
But why would he do that?
I just went... Why does he go to just the very, very
best
teams?
Did you say that about Kevin Durant? Did you say that about LeBron?
Yeah, they're weak too. They go to the best. Well, LeBron won.
But why would you go to a crappy team
and
if you were
Cristiano
him?
Cristiano had already won.
No. But in soccer, it's way worse, John. Well, it's like there's only two teams that can win.
But here's the deal: it's not like he's joining a team he couldn't beat. He beat them, and now he's going to them, and he's going to make them better.
Well, Juventus has won, what, 8 of the last 9?
They're a dominant Italian team.
They're a monster Italian team.
But in Champions League, he left the team that's been the dominant force.
Yeah, he left the team that's beat Juventus. They just beat Juventus.
I know, but he left a dominant team to go to a dominant team.
So?
That's all it is. But, that's all, I mean.
What did you want
to? Yeah, what
you want to come here to a Dynamo?
Or what do you want?
You know he's signing with next Yankees. He's going to sign with the Warriors.
There's an economic part of it, too. Not only so many teams can pay him.
Yeah, I know. Can afford to pay him.
I know. That's what's broken about soccer is as a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy from Barcelona a couple nights ago. And I said, are you a big Barcelona fan? He goes, you know what? I don't really follow soccer that much anymore. He said, I mean, I'm familiar with everything. I grew up with it. He was a professional rower when he was younger. And this is a guy, like, really from Barcelona. And he said, and I swear, he goes, it's just, I'm bored with the fact that only, like in La Liga, only two teams can win. There's only, the only teams anyone cares about is El Clasico. That's the only thing people care about is Barcelona and Real Madrid. He goes, it's not good. He goes, it's not good. You should have more teams that are more competitive.
I mean, Madrid has been in a couple of finals recently.
And he talked about that, and Griezmann is there, and Griezmann, I guess, gets paid more than Ronaldo after taxes. He also told me that Messi's a little slow.
Not bright.
I swear to you, he goes, that his dad is basically just conned him into not paying taxes and, not bright. He said overseas, really? It's well known that Messi is not real sharp. And I was like, well, that's not what I expect. He goes, but he's like a savant in soccer. I'm like, well, okay. Well, I guess that's true. And we were talking.
He's the Dustin Johnson of soccer.
He also said that we were talking about Jordan and what an a-hole Jordan is, like the stories about Jordan was just that, he'd go try to take people's girlfriends and wives at bars. Then
Jordan Spieth?
No, Jordan Michael.
Oh, okay.
And how he would just like send messages over like, hey, you want to come party with Jordan? I'm right over here. And I'm like, but she's my wife. Like, well, this is her big chance. Like, he goes, wow, he's kind of a hole.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, he really was.
He really was.
Probably what drove him to be great, but yeah, he really was. And he said that's the same thing as Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo is being known as being a massive, tool overseas. Probably the case with a lot of superstars. But we were just talking about that, and then that got me to thinking about basketball and how so many people are now saying, I just don't even want to, it's just not even fun anymore how teams are ganging up. And it's not to that point yet in basketball. I mean, if anything, we've seen it with Cleveland and Golden State. Now it's more wide open. And I would say basketball's still in pretty good shape because you got three teams now in the East, Toronto, 76ers, and the Celtics. In the West, you've got three teams with the Rockets, Lakers. You have to say Lakers now because of LeBron. And then Golden State Warriors. But if the NBA players keep trying to just gang up and just partner up and where it turns into only four teams at once, like the Western Conference last year, we knew it was two teams and a bunch of nobodies. I don't. That isn't good for basketball. Parity
except
is
it's
better.
As healthy as ever.
Yeah, but I don't think.
And look at the offseason, how that's been.
But it's not healthy because of that. It's healthy because of star players.
Right.
Great young star players.
But it hasn't hurt the game that it's only. I mean, the game, it's not much. I think we're saying that it's way different. It's not way different than the 80s or the 90s. Or, I mean, there just aren't that many teams that are good in the NBA ever. There are champions, and then there's everybody else.
I mean, there's some truth to that when you think of the Lakers and Celtics run. And then,
The Bulls and the Rockets.
Well, but the Celtics and Lakers had a bunch of, kind of star players on it. Where the Bulls were Jordan and then Pippen and kind of a bunch of dudes.
But they were six-time champs. It's a lot like the Warriors are now.
Well,
just
Jordan
dominant.
And LeBron are the same. You want that guy.
Yeah.
If that guy's in the finals, it's a good thing. And, there were a lot of Jordan fans who became Bull fans. And Jordan didn't. There wasn't the movement. So I'm sure there would have been a lot of people who just followed Jordan around if Jordan had the mass movement that LeBron has. And this is a new thing where players are just going to. And maybe it's a LeBron thing. James Harden doesn't look like he's going to move a lot. Russell Westbrook doesn't look like he's going to move a lot. We saw Kevin Durant. I mean, we know he's kind of weak-minded. And maybe there will be some star players. Maybe Giannis will stay with the Bucks for a long time. Maybe Kyrie is going to lock in with the Celtics. Who knows? Maybe the star players will lock in, and LeBron will just be kind of the outlier who felt like he just had to wander from team to team to team. Because the Laker thing's not about his best chance to win. It's about living his best life, which is going to be he finally wants to live the Hollywood life. Yeah. That's what he really wants to do and be part of the culture of the Lakers. So we'll see how that works. But
you know what? I would like an interesting if someone's listening or they can call in and tell us how this evolved from us talking about the Astros and possibly talking about them winning an ESPY to this, because everyone likes to talk about Lance's ADD, and I'm here every day, and I don't know how we got here, to be honest with you. I don't know how the show began talking about the Astros and what happened last. We almost got into the Astros.
We didn't even get into the Astros at all, I don't think.
I think we kind of opened with that.
No, we opened with John
Sports Map article.
And chip leaders.
Which is the Astros are the chip leader.
It was the Astros.
And he goes, what did you get? And he goes, how did you get yours? And I said, oh, Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman,
Johnny
Manziel.
So that
Johnny
was more Astros.
Right.
And then.
Well, kind of.
Then he mentioned soccer.
How did we mention soccer?
You did.
I know. Yeah, but it started on Cristiano Ronaldo. You started attacking JT because he's not a real Madrid fan.
Yeah,
stay with your team. It's not like you're leaving a bad team.
He's not staying with Real Madrid. Doesn't care about Real Madrid.
He's on to Juventus.
Yes, that's how it started. Right. Lance got triggered by another player leaving to go join a giant club.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's weak-minded.
Yeah.
Messi, Durant.
Apparently,
Messi's slow.
Messi's slow.
Slow.
Kevin Durant is weak-minded. He's not weak-minded. He will tweet this show. If you say one thing about him, I wrote an article about how Kevin Durant is weak-minded. 100% he'll tweet you back.
No question. No question about that. All right, 7-Eleven, ESPN 97.5. Just getting it started at 713-780-3776. This is basically a holiday show because we got the Open Championship. I can read you the scores of the Open Championship throughout the day.
We've done that in Radio Pass where you get a scoreboard sponsor.
Right.
And then
nice job, Todd. We didn't sponsor a British Open scoreboard. Nice, nicely done. Okay.
Brought to you by
Wilson's
Tires. And Jordan Spieth is going to be 25th on the list right now, -2. He's had a difficult shot in 11 at Carnoustie. And yeah, we could do that. We won't.
It says here in the Chronicle.
Well, it says
by the way, we'll get into the Athletic. Are you familiar with the Athletic?
Yeah.
It's kind of the new thing that they're trying to take off with a lot of former ESPN and newspaper people. And Jake Kaplan writes for them. We need to get him on. Talk a little Astros with Jake Kaplan.
Absolutely. Brian Gain was on the national side yesterday. We've got some.
Yeah, when we come back, let's get into his comments. We got Jeff wants to talk about Alex Bregman. You guys want to jump in? 713-780-3776. Did you see your Houston Astros? They were named the team of the century yesterday, basically. That's what I'm calling it. In the ESPYs. Two of the three players got up for the Astros. If you didn't watch it, predict the three players who went up. I think you're going to miss, but there's only three players you can choose. Three players. Who were the three who went up, and how many of them were wearing socks? 713-780-3776. And did Jim Crane do something special for the crowd? Dell will tell you when we come back. 713. I want to tell you.
Everybody got a ring.
Well.
Oh.
Or maybe everyone should have gotten a ring.
Did they?
I'm sure they did.
Did they get them? Maybe you got to come back to the
Everyone in America now has an Astros ring. Except the 40,000 that will be there on the 27th because they're giving away more.
Yeah. ESPY rings are going to be given away in a week. The same people from the ESPYs are going to come back to the ESPYs and get their rings there. Right now, I want to tell you about Bill Advisor. So Bill Advisor is the company who, you know, they renegotiate your bills. But what they really do is they get you new customer rates. If you've been with a company, whether it's a bundled company, like for me, it was AT&T. So I use their internet. I use their cell phone. I use home phone. Yeah, I still have home phone for the kids to use. And and satellite TV with DirecTV because they own them now. And so what they did was they came in, and at the time I didn't have DirecTV because I switched for the first time in a zillion years. I was so ticked off at never getting it. I never got Sunday Ticket free. All these other hookups for new customers. I literally was so pissed that I just switched to like UVerse or something. And then I got with Bill Advisor and they said, we can get you DirecTV back and get you sweet rates and all that stuff if you want. I said, yeah, if you can. I hate learning new channels. So they literally, it took one day and they had renegotiated my internet rate, my home phone, my cell phones. They eliminated certain fees and they got my satellite back. $84 less per month when you included the $45 a month credit they got me for 6 months. And they got me all of the movie channels. I didn't have to pay extra. And that was like for the lifetime that I'm with DirecTV. I don't know how they did this, but they did it. They can do the same thing for you. Let them negotiate your rates. Let them get you the same rates that brand new customers are getting in internet, cell phone, home phone, energy, homeowners insurance, auto insurance. They can do that for you all right there over the phone. All you have to do is text GO to 232323 and they will take off and start negotiating for you today. And the odds are they'll be finished and you will see your savings. Sometimes as much as $3,000 for the course of a year for just $12.99 a month. Go to the website, billadvisor.com, or text GO to 233-2323. This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I didn't watch the ESPYs last night because I never watch the ESPYs. But I'm seeing that the U.S. women's hockey game was the best game. So it's immediately lost all credibility. That game five of the World Series wasn't the best game.
Oh, has to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, this is, that's all, I can't ever talk about the ESPYs again.
But the Astros won team of the century.
Well, team of the year, best team.
Yeah, maybe it was year. I was thinking it was century.
Yeah, no, they don't vote on the century every in 2018.
I think it was team of the decade is what they gave them.
Probably not, because
well,
it's the 18.
Wait until the decade's over.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that one's not going to get beat over the next year.
So from 09 to 18, yeah. They won?
Well, yeah. Okay. It's an odd time frame, yeah, but yeah.
Right.
No, team of the decade, they don't care about next year. They know that no matter what happens.
So if the Astros win another World Series, that team couldn't be considered the team of the decade?
No, you don't beat
it. It wouldn't be the Warriors, you know, what with all their titles and whatnot, but it would be the Astros.
Yeah, a team that won maybe five championships in a decade, they wouldn't be the team of the decade?
No, they wouldn't be the team of the decade.
Single win by the Astros. No,
could be the Texans when they win the Super Bowl this year.
They had to add Kevin Durant to win.
Wait a minute. Didn't the Astros add Verlander to win?
He ain't Kevin
Durant.
Yeah, but
only for like less than half a season. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
And we had a hurricane.
What?
Yep.
But $37 million too, JJ.
Mm-hmm. That was the...
JJ's the person of the century.
JJ Watt was the person of the decade. Yep. He didn't get it, but he should have.
Well, if he had actually played some games, he might have gotten it.
Well, it's coming.
Yeah.
You feel good about that?
No.
Yes.
your voice says one thing.
But your head is going this way and that way.
Let's get Jeff in here to talk about Bregman. What's going on, Jeff? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. So Bregman went from being, you know, a nice story or a nice addition to really flipping his role with Correa and becoming a cornerstone player, a franchise, you know, for 10 to 15 year player. And it looks like he's going to be the guy that we're going to pay $25 to $30 million a year, you know. And typically you're only going to have one or two, maybe three guys on the team like that, depending on the market. And given the Manny Machado trade and what the Orioles got for a dude who has no arbitration years, do you think the Astros give Correa one more year and then say, you know what, we could trade this guy for literally four prospect studs and just be good for the next decade? Or do you think they ride it out with Correa? Because with Bregman, I think Correa becomes more expendable than ever. And I'll let y'all talk about that.
Yeah, we're a ways away from that. I think you got to let it play out. Suppose Carlos Correa doesn't get hurt again. Suppose Carlos Correa actually lives up to his expectations. I think it's, you know, I think we're right now we're talking about, you know, is it going to be Keuchel? Is it going to be Morton? Are you going to re-sign Marwin? I think you're a long way. Yeah, Bregman's having a huge time, but 2 years ago.
We do have to let it play
out. 2 years ago, you would have said there's absolutely no way you let Correa go.
2 years ago, last year, Correa was had a 950 OPS. Like, Correa had a really good season last year. We forgot he got hurt. And
this is a half a year of, well, Bregman has done it. Now, over since the All-Star break last year to this All-Star break, I don't know. I'm not sure that there's been a better player, especially clutch player. That certainly hasn't been a better clutch player than Bregman. But, and I don't know that it's an either or. And I don't like talking about trading Carlos Correa. I just don't like that
no,
talk.
But you know what? Let's do this for 1 second. I know it's, you just automatically, the default is going to be, no, you just don't do it. That's my default. I don't want to see any of these guys ever leave. But you know what? Carlos Correa, just in a very practical sense, Carlos Correa replenishes a minor league system with potential stars if you were to deal him. That's not incorrect. You cannot pay at the same time Springer, Altuve, Bregman, and Correa. And you're going to have to at some point, if you wanted to, keep all of them. You'd have to pay all of them. Between those four guys, they would cost you over, probably when it's all said and done, you're going to have to pay over $110 million a year just for four players.
No, I'm not doubting that.
So how much would, just if we were having this conversation, I know this Astros Twitter is going to start to bleed out of their necks just for even mentioning this, but in a very practical sense, Daryl Morey would talk about this, right? He'll listen to conversations for anybody,
right,
is what he says. In a very practical sense, if you know that, man, we really want to re-sign Bregman, and we think George Springer, you know, he's can be a little up and down, but he is just the heart, and so he's the guts of this team. If you were to deal a young Carlos Correa, young Carlos Correa brings you a minimum of two elite prospects back. A minimum of two elite prospects, highest in a minor league system type prospect.
I don't think it's any different than Machado, who brought five prospects back, right? I mean, it certainly would. But see, there, if you get to that point, it's because you suck. The Orioles are the worst team in baseball. And the only reason that they got rid of Manny Machado, one of the best players in baseball, is because they suck. If you don't suck, then you're trying to win. It's like our conversation about Keuchel. You can't trade Keuchel in this year. I don't care what kind of prospects you would get for him. You're trying to go for it. You're one of the best teams. You don't trade away. You just, okay, if Keuchel walks after this year, then he walks after this year, and you get your compensatory pick.
Right.
Because you're going for it. You don't, if the Astros are still good, there's absolutely no way that they trade Carlos Correa.
No, totally agree with that. This is just a practical conversation. If it arose in a year or even 2 years where you said, you know what, if we were to move Carlos Correa right now, and if you say we either are very concerned because Scott Boras is his agent and we really are concerned about paying him $42 million a year for 10 years and making him a $400 million player, because Boras will go for something like that. Or, God forbid, he's asking for that kind of money, and Correa has been good, not great. He's not a superstar, but he's trying to get superstar money. And then you've got other guys that you want to sign. You know, Jeff Leno could take a look at it and say, hey, why don't we just take, you know, why don't we just listen to what teams have to say? Because you would literally have a deal in place that would really populate your minor leagues with really good players. Like, you don't get C players. You would get at least two A-plus players and three B players at least.
Yeah, but what you're hoping for is to get a Carlos Correa. Am I right? You hope that one of them turns up. But that's the point. You already have Carlos Correa.
No, right. Well, obviously, the only reason you're talking about this is
if you can't afford him.
if you can't afford him, you're worried about signing him, you would be trading for two Correa-type prospects. A Correa now would bring you two elite. When I say elite prospects, I mean the word elite. I mean Correa-type prospects. Force Whitley and Preston Tucker coming back.
If the Astros continue on this trend, if they continue to play as well as they do, I don't see why, in the way that Jim Crane runs this thing, I don't see why they can't be a top four, top five payroll team, which means the top four and five payroll team, as long as they don't make huge mistakes like Albert Pujols not Hideki Matsuyama, the Rangers pitcher that just went to the Cubs. I mean,
Yu Darvish.
As long as you don't make huge mistakes like that, and you're paying your really good players, and you continue to fill in with Hideki Matsuyama, by the way, playing at the Open Championship right now. I'm kind of watching that as I'm talking about this. But
male,
as long as you don't
male
make
golfer, if you're keeping score,
yeah. As long as you don't make huge mistakes, and you fill in and you continue to get Kyle Tuckers or young players that are really, really good, and they can do what outplay their contracts like almost every Astro did last year, then you're gonna be fine.
If you keep getting, but I don't want to make it sound like that's the norm, like getting Bregmans and Correas and Springers and Altuves and all. Like
it is for Jeff Leno.
People say that.
But it is for Jeff. You know why? Because of the system that he has in place. He's really, really good at projecting.
Let's see how it plays. Let's see how it plays out. I don't want to put that on him and just say, well, this is your bar. You have to live up to that. That's not really fair to Jeff Luhnow.
But that's the game, though. See, but that is the game. And you know what? Jeff Luhnow is doing it better than anyone.
He hit for like 2 or 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't. He hit on Bregman and Correa. And Lance McCullers, too. Yeah, and Lance McCullers.
It was second round. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Keuchel fell into his lap. Keuchel won a Cy Young. Keuchel has been a huge part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Huge
Keuchel part of and this. Altuve and Springer, which were not his
Altuve
guys.
Altuve is the hit king.
Oh, but don't forget, he had to get rid of guys, and he kept those guys.
Nothing.
It would have been nice that he kept J.D. Martinez, but he didn't.
But there's no argument about how great Leno is and all that stuff. My whole thing is, if you want, just so you know, you've got an ace in the hole with Carlos Correa, where if you wanted to and you think, man, there's a question about whether or not we can sign him, or you know what, we're spending so much money and we're not really getting the value back at this time. Let's say in 2 years, it's just not clicking for the Astros. You've got a guy that could bring you some hammers in return to where it doesn't. You get somebody else's success and draft picks, mm-hmm. You get theirs. And the type of prospects you would get are going to be guys that you know are, you know, surefire going to make it to the majors and should be pretty good type guys. That's what a Correa brings you back. I'm not advocating dealing them right now.
Well, let's, on the other side, talk about trading Bregman so Manny's head will explode.
No.
Well, so that happens.
No.
Let's talk right now about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is John Clay Wolf's company that is just the best at making sure that you get the most for your trade-in. Okay, you're going to trade your car in, and you go to the dealership, and he says, well, I can give you $14,000 for that. Well, I thought that was worth a lot more. And then you go to John Clay Wolf, and he says, well, I'll give you $17,000 for that. Well, now that makes a big difference, doesn't it? Sure, that's $3,000 more in your pocket, and that's happening all the time. And he's beating everybody. And if he doesn't beat CarMax, says, oh, he'll send you $100. He'll just send you $100 if he can't beat CarMax's offer. And he can. He will. Now, sometimes he does have to pay off on that. That's fine. If he can't, if he feels like CarMax is making a really bad deal here, go get it. Go get that deal, and I'll send you $100. He does that every once in a while. That happens. Oh, well. So if you're looking for a great way to get out of that car and get the most for it, GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game. We call two names, and if one of those happens to be yours, you try to be the first caller and be the winner of today's prize, which is a $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the laid-back eatery serving barbecued organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. Once again, the bench doesn't get a chance to give you something, but we do have a couple prizes for later in the show. Continue to listen throughout the day. Your next chance to win something from Beavers is at 9:30 with John and Raheel with Del. Now back to John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Brian Gain, you got the Brian Gain stuff, though? Brian Gain was on the network yesterday. Is Sports Map Network?
No, the local station is Sports Map. I believe it's still SB Nation Radio.
SB Nation Radio. Yeah, they still broadcast nationally. I actually have a bunch of affiliates. It's for a bunch of places that have, they don't have an affiliation with. We have an affiliation with ESPN. They need overnight broadcasting. They need fill-in broadcasting. A lot of smaller markets, for example, they don't have whatever shows in midday or whatever, so they do that. And they had Brian Gain in. And Brian Gain, obviously, I think he's obviously the general manager that people know least, so it's nice to hear his thoughts on some things. Let's hear from Brian Gain.
So, without getting specific into specifics of his injury, I would say his recovery and his rehabilitation have gone as planned and exceptionally well. All things are on time, and he's been a great worker in our recovery and rehabilitation plan. He's a great example to follow. As it relates to the player and the talent and what his future holds, he's a young, promising player with a lot of upside, a lot of potential. But as you observe him, even through the OTAs and the mini camps, you watch last year's games that he played. This guy is a unique worker and preparer. His preparation is outstanding. He's a good teammate. Just to watch him with his poise and his presence and how he is, in the huddle, in the locker room with the guys. But this is a young player who's got an outstanding work ethic, and I think that's going to give him a very good chance to ascend. The other thing about him, too, this is a great character guy. This is a good person who thoroughly enjoys the process of football. And all that, hopefully, the combination between the physical and the intangible profile, my hope, it will give him a great chance to ascend.
There he is. That's Brian Gain talking about Deshaun Watson. And nothing but superlative since Deshaun got here.
He's got so much to live up to.
Who's got more, Correa or him?
That's a good question because Correa has been here.
But, the expectations for Correa, number one, 1-1, Deshaun, first rounder.
I swear to God, it feels like Houston Texans right now. We're getting close to August, and it already feels like it's kind of cool, by the way. I'm saying this I kind of enjoy this. The Texans right now aren't dominating anybody in conversations.
No.
The Texans are out of sight, out of mind.
In years past, it was...
We would be 100% Texans today.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we haven't talked Texans really, any serious Texans, for about a month.
No. No.
We haven't. We've had Rocket stuff to talk about. It used to be you had to force feed. At my other station, I had to... We would get told, hey, easy with the Rockets talk. No one cares. Rockets don't matter. Basketball. It needs to be all football. Mm-hmm. It needs to be all football. What about baseball? No, well. And then all of a sudden when the Astros, took off, they're like, okay, we've done a little bit more, but you need to focus on football, okay? No. And people, you just want to talk football. No, actually, I'd love to talk baseball and basketball. It matters. Your teams matter. Basketball matters. Obviously, the Astros matter. They've won a World Series, but before then, they mattered, and they had mattered for about a good three years. Since 15, they really had taken off. But right now, if it's not a Deshaun Watson conversation, there's no heat to it at all. JJ, no heat anymore. Talking JJ Watt. Am I wrong?
Oh no! What's to talk about? It's whether or not he's going to be on the field, and even if he's on the field, when he was on the field last year, it was meh.
The defense lost its steam last year, so there's not as much excitement about it. Although they could bounce back and have a really good defense this year.
Let me ask you a question: is there an addition by subtraction of Mike Vrabel?
I don't think I know the easy thing is yes. Mike Vrabel helped make Whitney merciless.
No, right. But as a coordinator.
Well, I mean, it didn't look good last year.
No,
did it?
It didn't. It looked, I mean, having Romeo Crennel back, is this not a plus?
Well, I mean, based on past history, we've seen Romeo Crennel there's only one answer you can give. Romeo Crennel was in charge of one of the best defenses, and Mike Vrabel was in charge of one of the worst defenses. You can say whatever you want about injuries, but the facts are that's the feeling you get when you talk about Mike Vrabel is that, well, when he was coordinator, it was this. Well, Mike Vrabel was an essential part of helping to create the Texans defense, but when he was a coordinator, they performed poorly, and they broke down and lost games that should have been wins against both Seattle and New England. Breakdowns in the secondary. I don't know, you know.
I mean, and looked bad. I mean, bad.
Seattle and New England both needed about 40 seconds to get down the field and score a touchdown.
It was ridiculous.
It was like, wow,
Jimmy Graham's running.
Easy.
Wait, no one knew that Jimmy Graham was gonna be running over the middle?
Bust in the secondary in both games. Whether that's Vrabel's fault or not, he's ultimately the buck stops here. He's gone. So now with the Texans, Deshaun Watson had what was essentially an historic six-game run. We wouldn't count the Jaguars. That six-game run, and the first one wasn't that great against the Bengals, but he scored a running touchdown. I mean, it was a run of five games where he dominated, and his dominance was so brilliant that it matched or surpassed Marino, Elway, Manning, Brady, Breeze. Like, what? Yeah.
No.
He was averaging over three touchdowns per game as a rookie. He put 50. Every time he went out, their team scored 30 or more.
Well, in Seattle, the defense, I mean, Cam Chancellor and Richard Sherman said, this guy's the best player we faced all year.
Yeah, yeah. So the bar has been set exceptionally high for, I mean, our expectations, I feel like, are through the roof on him.
Okay, let's say he beats New England. They beat New England in the first game of the year. I swear to God, I think the city will explode.
The city needs it, though, and here's why. Well, the city doesn't need it. That organization needs
it. They need it bad.
Not the city. Because guess what? The Astros are probably going to be balling out in September. They're going to have the attention for the first time. Remember when Bagwan Biggio used to say, hey, you know, it's great. We're super on board with this brand new football team, the Houston Texans. And everyone was all hyped up on the Texans. Like, don't forget about us now.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, and that was a team that went to NLCS, a World Series, and they were having hey, guys, I know that you're terrible football team, but everyone's like, football's back! Football's back! And now, I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the Texans are like, hey, what?
No.
Remember, it's supposed to be all about us.
Honestly, we would go through when the Astros, now granted, we followed the Astros in 4 and 5, and it was a lot of fun and all of that stuff too, but it was still Texans dominant.
This is different.
This is way different.
The Astros have a bunch of Deshaun Watsons on their team. They have a bunch of Hardens and a bunch of Watsons.
Well, because they had giant nuts last year and actually came through for a change as opposed to all the other teams since 95
here. If you come through, you're beloved.
Yep.
That's all.
All right, let's catch up on breaks, and when we come back, I want to hear who was at the ESPYs last night for the Astros. Who went up and accepted
three
the award?
Three people. You're going to make a. You don't know, right?
No idea.
Have you predict?
No idea. But I do know this. I knew Rich Drake should have been there because Rich Drake is a hero in our city. Rich Drake is running Renter's Warehouse, and he's like making people tons of money because they're not selling their house, which they're not getting the price that they want for it. And they're renting it out, and they get to keep that asset while someone else is paying off their mortgage. This is how you build wealth. Someone else pays for your assets. That's basically it. It's pretty simplistic, but it can't get any easier for you. And here's the deal. They will vet them while you get to choose them. So they'll bring you candidates to live in your home, and you say, well, I want these people. And then Renter's Warehouse takes care of everything else.
They take care of you'd have to do so little other than a phone call to find out what your house will rent for, a decision. And then when you start making your payment, which is one low monthly payment, I mean, it's less than $100 a month. And you've got a Renter's Warehouse who says, yeah, we'll market your property. We'll find your renters. We'll do the background checks. We will warranty renters. We'll collect rent. We'll take care of anything that happens with the home. They'll actually even dress up your home in an effort to get it ready to rent out. Renters Warehouse is that company. All you have to do is make the phone call to 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT. Or go to renterswarehouse.com, and they will start today getting your house ready to go on the market. And within 17 days on average, you have someone in your home and you're making money off your home. Renterswarehouse.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 748 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Now, the ESPYs were last night. Astros were best team. And three people went up on the stage. I'm going to guess one is Jim Crane, because you mentioned Jim Crane, that he gave rings to everybody. Did he give rings to everybody?
No. No, no one got rings yet. That we know of, he might have handed out rings. That's his deal.
That would be totally sweet if everybody got an Astros ring.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Aaron Rodgers, here's your Astros
like
ring.
Like if he brought, how many people were in the crowd? I don't know, 1,000, 2,000?
Donovan Mitchell got an Astros ring.
That would be totally sweet. No, but everybody there, if he handed out, if everybody at their chair when they got there had a box with the Coca-Cola Astro ring, that would have been totally, totally sweet.
400
for them.
People in their seats get Astro rings.
No, I think you just got to give them to everybody, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he's giving out 40,000 a night. What the hell? I think you can give everybody at the ESPYs.
You know,
so I'm going to guess.
You know how many Facebook pictures I've seen with people wearing their championship rings or displaying it? 172,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Everyone's got one.
Everybody's got one.
I think he gave. I think
if you don't have one, you just.
What's his name? Mark Zucker or Zuckerberg? He's got a ring.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah. Is that his name from Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a ring.
He's got a ring? It was well he should.
Yeah.
He's got it. It's the team of the century.
Yep.
Don't forget that.
All right. So three.
People. I'm going to guess. Well, Altuve was there. So Altuve, Crane. Springer was there because he was up for performance in a World Series. I'm going to go Crane, Altuve, Springer.
You got one. This is like a Price is Right game.
Altuve's right.
No, switch them out, and I'll tell you how many you have.
I'm going to go Altuve, Verlander, and Marwin Gonzalez.
You Marwin, you have one right.
So it's Altuve. No, it could be Verlander. Not Marwin, because you laughed. You scoffed at Marwin.
No, it's not Marwin.
I'm going to go AJ, Altuve, and Luno.
One right.
God. Altuve. Who else would have gone?
People are so mad at you in the car.
Why? Who's going? Who's in L.A.?
Likely Astro?
No, why are you skipping over stars?
The most likely Astro to want to be up on stage.
Breggers. Okay. But I would have thought he'd come back here and just party.
Altuve, Breggers, and who there. Else?
Altuve, Breggers, and Correa.
Two.
Altuve, Breggers, and Keuchel.
Three.
That's it? That was it?
Those are the three. Which two went sockless?
Keuchel, for sure, and Bregman.
Nope. You would have thought. It's what? Altuve.
Altuve?
Yeah. Altuve was styling yesterday. Yeah.
Well, he just got a $150 million contract. Nah, he can afford socks. Nah,
that's the look, bro. The sockless suits with a little bit of high waters going.
Wait a minute. He didn't tell me he didn't have short pants on.
Yes.
He had
the high water look. Not the LeBron short suit. He had the slightly
high
water.
How short do those pants have to be?
They're tough skins. They were tough skins. They're short.
Where did he get those?
They're short off of... I'm not going to say it. You don't make fun of Jose Altuve in this city.
No, not in this city.
That.
You don't.
You don't do that.
No, you can now because of Breggers.
People can openly punch you. We're not a civil place.
Bregman had socks on?
Bregman had longer pants.
Did he have his hat backwards with Johnny Manziel's?
No, but he had... The other two went more standard with the little, you know, the suit slash like kind of tux look. He had a little bit more of a Johnny Football jacket.
He did.
He had a little flair to it. Yeah, he had a little flair. So they went up there. Keuchel spoke. He thanked management. He said, "This is awesome. I know a lot of guys in this room, you know that it's fun going in. Your season seems a lot shorter whenever you love your locker room. And we had a great locker room. And, you know, thanks to Jim Crane and his beautiful wife." He didn't shout out Leno, but he shouted out Houston Astros fans. There were Astros fans that were in the crowd, actually. Yeah. Somebody was holding up an Astros flag. He said the Astros fans made it incredible. They did not mention Hurricane at any point, but they did mention what a great team environment it is and how fun it is to be part of that team. And he did a good job. He was the only one who spoke was Dallas Keuchel. So, yeah, and they won the team of the year. I did not see Springer. Are you sure he was there?
I thought Springer was there for best performance in a championship series.
Yeah, I didn't see Springer. Springer's the kind of guy who would be like, I don't care about that stuff. I'm going to go hang out with my wife. Bregman is living his best life. That's my whole article. Is like my whole article from yesterday in Sports Map, if you want to see it, is basically about Alex Bregman. And one section of the article is about how that could have been Johnny Manziel. I showed it to you too. Mm-hmm. They look alike. When he had his hat to the back and he had his sunglasses on and he was doing the In My Feelings challenge on his Instagram page, it looks like Johnny. And it got me to thinking, you know, Bregman is doing all this stuff
that Johnny should
but only with going to batting practice,
mm-hmm.
taking it seriously in the offseason. He's flying on his private jets and doing fun stuff with a World Series ring. And he loves his sport and loves his team and all that stuff. He's Bizarro Johnny. He's what Johnny maybe could have been. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He's a little bit undersized. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And could have been Johnny's life. But Johnny just decided to just do... He thought he was living his best life, and it didn't really happen. Bregman actually is. I think Bregman loves doing stuff like the ESPYs. I think he's all about it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to keep him from doing his number one thing, which is grinding on a baseball field and getting clutch hits and just wheelbarrowing his sack around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he needs a wheelbarrow. All right, 7:55.
Doing this and flying whenever he gets a game-winning hit. Yep. Between first and second, he's always got those wings out.
Two flaps up.
Two flaps.
All right, I'm watching right now. Brant, for whatever reason. Oh, at Colby Rasmus for Hall of Fame. I don't know why you are that. I'm watching George Springer and Alex Bregman own the Dodgers, a thread. It's play after play after play by Bregman and Springer in the World Series. I mean, hit after hit after hit, diving plays. It's just totally sweet.
Springer was terrible in game one.
And then MVP.
Not one and two, right? It was just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
And then MVP.
But he was asked, he struck out four times, right?
At least four. Yeah. Was it five or four?
It was four. Sombrero. He struck out four times, and everybody asked, hey, AJ, you going to move him out of the leadoff spot? Nah, I think I'll keep him there. Okay. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Lance, what about people getting their testosterone?
Well, here's the thing. With Men's T Clinic, they're not there to judge. There's nothing to judge. If your testosterone is low, what? You didn't do anything. It just happens naturally. And over 33% of the men out there who are approaching or over the age of 40, you might be one of those guys. That happened to me. I just thought, well, wait, I don't hit this. You know, this isn't... I don't have any issues with libido or blah, blah, blah. Like, enough. Listen, what you do, he said, here are the telltale signs. Are you sluggish and constantly tired? And I said, yeah, but I don't get a lot of sleep. I wake up and do early morning radio. They said, well, so are you active on the weekends? I said, you know, not particularly. I said, let's get you tested. And my numbers were low. And they said, one of the things that it really, the telltale sign is, there's a few. And you could fall into one, two, three, even four of these, but it can be where you just feel like you're in a funk. You are just always tired. You're tired on a weekend. You're tired when you get rest. You're tired when you don't get rest. You don't have the drive to go get your workouts in. You don't have the drive at work. Or maybe you do have the drive to work out and you're not seeing the results and you're losing muscle mass. Maybe for you it has something to do with your libido, and that gets into drive. Maybe you just want to get back to feeling like the real you. You can. With Men's T Clinic, they can get you tested. They'll get results within minutes. They get you treated. And before you know it, you are back to being the real you at Men's T Clinic. Four locations in the Houston area, Pasadena, Pearland, The Heights, and also Cypress, menstclinic.com. My two hands alone we try.